Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I truly believe that back in 1987, when this radio station was launched, it may not have been known at the time, but the real reason this thing was launched is to be a therapy session. The real reason for The Fan is to talk to the people after they're dealing with bad losses. And what we dealt with last night was one of the worst. Now, where will it live in Knicks history? Where will it live in New York history? To be determined. The results of this series will help determine that. But last night was up there. Last night was one of the all-time collapses. And we will go through every aspect of it, but more importantly, we will be your therapy session. So our toll-free number for you is 888-808-1019. But Tiki Barber, I ask you, when you look at how this went down, why this went down, 14-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go, a 9-point lead with 50 seconds to go, an 8-point lead with 41 seconds to go, however the heck you want to define it, a 4-point lead in overtime, to you, why did this happen?
Because they decided to have the block party at Radio City Music Hall as opposed to right outside.
That was it?
On 7th Avenue. That's exactly what happened. No, I'm just joking. But it kind of just makes you pissed off that they don't want to put guys right outside or the fans right outside of the arena, even though there were people out there anyways. Like, this comes down, as much as it pains me to say it, to this starting lineup. And what do I mean by that? I mean by the -7 net rating that this starting offense has, offense and defense has for the Knicks. And Tom Thibodeau's stubborn desire to always go back to it, especially in critical moments. And I think we know what the biggest issue is for the Indiana Pacers, just like it was the biggest issue for the Boston Celtics, just like it was probably the biggest issue for the Detroit Pistons and anybody who's played against the Knicks with Mitchell Robinson. Mm. The fact that he's not on the floor in these critical moments, especially when you're up that big, he's a defender. He is a offensive and defensive rebounder. The idea that he's on your bench, your best player in that regard on the bench in closing moments, makes no sense to me. It's stubbornness with Tom Thibodeau believing that my starting five is going to carry me to the promised land. Your starting five is okay, but they're not great, especially not together. Individually, I'll give him some kudos, especially Jalen Brunson, except for the boneheaded mistakes at the end of this game. Their starting five is a liability in moments like we saw last night.
And by the way, data backs that up. I 100%. Mean, the starting five last night when it was on the floor was miserable. It's been a trend that's been going on throughout the postseason, and usually you want to close games with your best lineup. And right now, their best lineup is not their starting five.
It is not close.
And you look at how this game went from the close game it was most of the night into what felt like the Knicks running away with it as they went on that 14-0 run. It coincided with Jalen Brunson not being on the floor.
Right.
It coincided with Mitchell Robinson being on the floor. And I know that eventually you're going to go back to Jalen Brunson. And eventually you're going to go back to Karl-Anthony Towns. Now, eventually, they did both, and I get it. But the one thing you can't do, and I completely agree with you, is take a guy off the floor who, for most of the night, even if the raw statistics don't jump out at you, is your best player.
Right.
There are times in which Mitchell Robinson is their best player. And that sounds bizarre, but he impacts a game in a way that if you watch with your eyes, you notice it.
Yes.
And it's not just us noticing it. Take a listen to this. This is right before the second half began. The NBA likes to mic players up. And most of the time when they mic players up, it's a waste of time. But they mic'd up Tyrese Halliburton, who I know is big evil right now in New York City. More on him later. And listen to what he had to say about Mitchell Robinson.
I love Mitchell Robinson, bro.
What?
I love Mitchell Robinson.
He's unbelievable.
Bro, his arms,
he don't even have to jump. He don't even have to jump.
Now, when he says he loves Mitchell Robinson, he's giving him the biggest compliment.
Right, and he means he hates Mitchell Robinson.
Right, because he changes everything. Even look at that final play of regulation when Tyrese Halliburton hit the shot that may live in Knick history. That bounces off the rim all the way in the air and then through. It's a three. No, it's a two. Wait, it's over. Now it's overtime. He backed off because of Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch had re-entered the game with 35 seconds to go, and you saw the impact on that play. Tyrese Halliburton gets past Mikal Bridges, notices Mitch, and says, oh,
yeah, this ain't working. Now, this is getting rejected the other way.
So not only does Tyrese Halliburton understand the impact of Mitchell Robinson, they usually do this halftime report. And much like miking up players, that's a waste of time too. But Ali LaForce, who was doing the halftime report, said this was the priority in the minds of the Indiana Pacers coaches.
I spoke to a member of their coaching staff who told me their number one concern at the half was Mitchell Robinson and his effect on the offensive glass.
Their number one concern was Mitchell Robinson. In the final 5 minutes of this game, until they made a change with about 35 seconds to go, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He wasn't there.
It's a gross oversight.
And when you blow a game like this, Teak, and this is the ugliness of it, every little thing matters. If one thing changes, they don't collapse. If they make their free throws, they don't collapse. If the officials correctly make certain calls, they don't collapse. And I get it. We'll get to all of it. But the simple thing is, put your best players on the court. And that's not to exonerate that the Knicks collapsed and OG Anunoby deserves to be ripped and we will rip him. And Jalen Brunson deserves to be ripped and we will rip him. Everybody does. When you collapse this way, it's a collective fail.
Yes.
But I kind of agree with you that Mitchell Robinson, look, the training wheels are off. 20 minutes a night's done. That's for April. That's for March when he's working his way back from injury. Every Knick fan who would scream as loud as they could, Mitch is the difference, Mitch is the difference, Mitch is the difference. Hey, you guys were right. He was the difference.
He was.
And now the coach needs to treat him as such. And I agree with you. You say the starting five, to me more than anything, it's Mitchell Robinson needs to be on the floor in the most important parts of a game.
Right, and it's hard because it means you're taking, most likely, Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, off the floor. But that being said, what is Cat doing for you? We've talked about this a lot in the regular season. It hasn't necessarily been always the case in the postseason, but he kind of disappears in the fourth quarter. He's not this prolific scorer that you would need to keep him on the court. What you need, and I'm only saying this because they were up so big. What you need is defense. Now, I know that the Knicks players talked about this. They played scared. They played not to lose instead of playing to win. So maybe the aggressiveness was not there. But when you're up that big, make it hard for the other team to come back. Now, look, you got to give credit to Nesmith and Nimhart because those dudes were just on fire when it mattered. We talked about the New York Knicks having the best closer in this series in Jalen Brunson, and he made his mistakes, obviously hunting the fouls as he always seems to want to do in these kind of critical moments. But those guys, close this game in epic fashion. And you got to give them credit for it.
Look, the Pacers do deserve a lot of credit. But I think, unfortunately, when we're doing therapy sessions here in New York, we don't want to give anybody credit.
True.
It's all about what
you knocked down 4 3-pointers in 2 minutes.
I mean,
I got to give you credit.
Aaron Nesmith put his name in NBA lore.
Yeah, he did.
Okay? He not just made 6 threes in the fourth quarter. They all came in the last 5 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear, oh, he made 6 threes in the fourth quarter, that's amazing. It is amazing. But then throw in the fact that it all happened in the second half of the fourth quarter.
Right.
There are a lot of reasons why this happened. A lot of reasons. I mean,
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You turn the ball over, you make dumb decisions, you don't rotate, your best player isn't on the court, or one of your best players is not on the court, you miss free throws. Like, it's a laundry list.
Yeah.
To blow a lead like this in the final few minutes, it's a laundry list. And I'll raise my hand. I know Pete Hoffman already outed me on this because I texted him, hey, the Knick game's over, let's get the Rico started. I thought the game was over. How could anybody... who, whether you were in Madison Square Garden or you were in your living room or you were at Radio City Music Hall, how could you not think after Jalen Brunson made the three? Aaron Nesmith had Nesmith.
Right.
Just made the three, his second one to get it to 11 with 3 minutes to go. And Jalen responded with a three. And now it's a 14-point game with 2.5 minutes to go. And honestly, if I was at that game, I would have started pondering the mathematics of how, that's over. Right. I should probably leave. I don't think I would have left Teague, by the way.
No.
But I would have pondered
it. That's a playoff game. If it's a regular season game, you're out the door.
I don't know. I play the math game.
Yeah.
And it was still mathematically possible. But you were on the border of it not being mathematically possible. And it took a, just cataclysmic.
Yes.
Cataclysmic events to somehow blow a lead like that. And it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, OG Anunoby, what the hell was he doing in the final few minutes of this game? What was he doing?
I mean, the thing is, you could blame everybody. You could. There's somebody owns a piece of the blame everywhere. And if, including Tom Thibodeau, mostly for having Mitch on the bench. But if any one of those things don't happen, the Knicks win.
You're right. One little thing in the litany of things over those final few minutes, and they survive. And I'll tell you this. I can promise you this because I was thinking about this as the game got close. But I still thought the Knicks would win, even as Tyrese Halliburton was going up for what we thought for a second was a game-winning three. I kept thinking to myself, boy, Knicks fans are going to be depressed tomorrow, and I'm going to have to be the voice of reason to remind them that it doesn't matter how ugly it is. It doesn't matter how pretty it is. Wins all count the same.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is vice versa also works. And we learned this from the Celtics series. I don't give a crap how well you played for 45 minutes. Just like the Celtics didn't give a crap how well they played for 42 minutes. You got to complete games.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to win. And if you don't win, they all count the same.
Yeah. And I feel as this was happening, this collapse was occurring right in front of us. We could see it coming. And they were playing not to win. They were playing soft and without an urgency. All the things that we would talk about they would start games with, they're now ending this game with. And it felt like, man, I wish they hadn't blown out the Celtics in game six.
Why you say that?
Because they cruised into the Eastern Conference Finals. It wasn't hard for them. They were up by 40, basically.
In the final game, it wasn't hard for them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
In the final game. I'm saying I wish that last game They had to earn it, and they didn't. And for some reason, they felt like closing with a lead was just a fait accompli. And it's not, especially against this Indiana Pacers team, who we've seen do this multiple times.
This is the third time they have pulled off, not a comeback,
right?
Because comebacks wouldn't give it justice. Three games that you have no business winning.
Yeah, the Pacers.
The Pacers.
100%.
Game five against Milwaukee, a game against Cleveland, and obviously this. We're talking about being down by 7 or 8 with less than a minute to go. Like, mathematics make it almost impossible for you to come back.
Right.
And they've done it three times.
Go stand in the corner. Take the foul. Make a free throw. Game is over.
Yes.
That's what this should have happened. This is how it should have gone down.
Play smart basketball. Make your free throws. Don't turn the ball over. And you will win the game. You will win the game. You will find a way not to collapse. I think what's concerning, besides a loss, because it is a loss, and all losses count the same, and all wins count the same, like I said, is this is another example, and they've done this throughout the playoffs, though they've overcome it, where they just don't show that killer instinct.
No.
We talked about that going into game five against Boston. Will they have that killer instinct to put them away? Game five against Detroit. Will they have that killer instinct to put them away? Now, the good news is they eventually did put the Pistons away.
Right. And the good news is this is only game one.
Right.
And for a lot of this game, you led. Unlike in the Boston series where you trailed for 80%, 85%. Of the minutes played, they led for most of this game. They had control of a lot of this. I know it was tight, but they had control over this.
But that does you no good now. It's like leading. It's like trailing the Boston for the first two games. It doesn't do you any good.
But at least it tells you that it felt like the Boston Celtics were in a different class. The Knicks just found ways to overcome it in the third quarters, and they stormed back from big leads, and then they took a 3-1 lead, and they hung on, and they won it in six. Right? Mm-hmm. It felt like they were overmatched. But the Celtics were flawed in moments, and they took advantage of it. This feels like the Knicks are as good or better than the Indiana Pacers, and they can and should win this series. But they can't be stupid, and too much of that fourth quarter was just stupid, including our king, including Jalen Brunson, trying to get fouled as opposed to trying to do the smart thing, try to do the finisher thing, the thing that has made him this revered and king of New York in a lot of people's estimations is just being clutch.
You know,
wasn't clutch.
You know what the biggest issue with Jalen Brunson was?
What's that?
And that's fair, but it's not my biggest issue. My biggest issue with Jalen Brunson, and it will be the undoing of the New York Knicks if this crap continues. And I don't want to hear about the officials. We'll talk about the officials, but things can't just be blamed upon them.
No.
You can't commit dumb fouls. You can't commit that foul on TJ McConnell. Because here's what happens. Here's the reality with our king. And he still is the king, Sean, so shut your mouth.
I'm quiet.
He's not a good defensive player. We all know this. Like, the difference between him being a superstar and a megastar is certain guys are two-way. Jaylen Brown is a two-way star.
Right.
Jalen Brunson isn't. We all know that. This is not controversial. When you have committed four fouls or five fouls, and we saw this in Game 5 against Boston, and we saw this last night, they're not just going to hunt you because you're a bad defensive player. They're going to hunt you because you're a bad defensive player who won't even try to defend because you don't want to commit a sixth foul.
Right.
And so what the Pacers did, rightfully so, is not only did they hunt him all night because he's not a good defender, once he had five fouls on him, bro, just put me out there. And so what Jalen Brunson needs to do more than anything else is we accept you're not a good defensive player. We've accepted that. We barely talk about it. You cannot commit dumb fouls. You can't. You can't let that happen. You can't rake TJ McConnell's arm. You can't do it.
Right.
Because if you do it, not only are you sitting for chunks of time, even though the Knicks played well while he sat, but once you're back in the game, you go from liability to super liability. And to me, I haven't criticized Jalen Brunson much. That's my criticism.
Right.
Don't be stupid. How are you feeling, Tommy? You in a good mood?
I'm in a great mood. Spirits are high, feeling positive. I believe I'll be in the building on Friday night, so positive Tommy will bring us a win, because after losses, we always bounce back in the playoffs.
What's your record seeing the Knicks live this season, in the postseason?
1-1.
1-1, okay.
But
fair enough.
1-0 at MSG.
Okay.
So we'll flush the Boston one. Doesn't count. Asterisk.
Nobody saw you.
Well, it wasn't an MSG.
They did see you because we were on air and documented it.
Evan filmed me the whole time.
I did. Exactly. I did.
No, well, I feel great.
I'm glad you're in a good mood. For the Knicks fan who is not in a good mood, we are here. We will get to every aspect of what the heck went wrong in this game. Plus, we'll examine if Reggie Miller is truly a hater. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Thank you to the New York Yankees. We're on the air here on the Odyssey app and FM radio. The Yankees are on the AM side. Carlos Rodon with six scoreless innings. Yorbit Vivas with his first Major League home run. And the Yankees are 9 outs away from taking care of the Texas Rangers. They currently lead 1-0. We'll keep you posted, but they are on the AM side. Let's get to your phone calls. A very difficult night for Knicks fans, as it appeared to be a 1-0 series lead on the Indiana Pacers. And then out of absolute nowhere, at least that's the way it felt for me, the Knicks collapsed, the Pacers took advantage of it, and they win in overtime. We'll get to every aspect of this game, but right now we speak to you. 888-808-1019. Mickey and Walcott, lead us off. Mickey, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Evan, Tiki, man, this was a hard one. I can't even begin to tell you. It took me like 2 hours to go to bed. I was furious. I woke up so cranky, like I needed so much coffee. it was a tough night, man. But for me, you know, yes, you know, we got goaltending that could have been called. Yes, the defense collapsed. You know, there's so many things we could point at. But for me, and sure, I'll give you know, the Pacers a little credit. Going 6-for-6 in what, the last 2-3 minutes is insane. Like, whoever done that before, right?
Right.
But for me, I put it on Tibbs. And the reason I put it on Tibbs is because when you got about 5 minutes left in the game, and this is that if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of complex. Your team in the last up to that last 5 minutes of the game was phenomenal, defense wise, shooting wise, all of the above. We were doing what we needed to do, and then you're gonna put Brunson in. I should have waited. If I was him, I would have waited a little longer, maybe to 3 minutes, maybe even 2 minutes.
Well, wait till you need him. Wait till you need him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Wait till you need him.
I feel like knowing that Brunson is a liability with just that one extra foul to be out there, and now you got to think bigger picture, because now we also went into overtime. You really need him if we go to overtime, right? Why put him out there? Why put that liability out there and fix something that ain't broken? We didn't need to lose this game.
Yeah.
Yes, no. The Pacers will get credit for this win, but we beat ourselves.
No, I mean, it's a good point in a lot of ways.
The problem is, I agree. Obviously, I was deeply concerned about Jalen defensively with five fouls. He's a liability defensively with no fouls. So we all understand that you're getting worse defensively when Jalen comes out and or Jalen comes in and Deuce comes out. The problem is, are you not playing Jalen Brunson in the final 5 minutes of a playoff game?
Well,
like, say it out loud again. And despite all the fair defensive reasons one would have, because you do have a lead.
But Evan, why do you have to play him?
He's your best player.
But you're up 17.
He's the conductor of your offense, too.
You're up 17.
Yes.
Does he need to be in the game? Can he use an extra few minutes rest, 4 or 5 minutes rest? If you need him, come crunch time, as we always talk about, put him back in the game.
Well, I think 5 minutes was crunch time. That's when they went back to him. My bigger issue was Mitch.
They were still up.
I get that. My bigger issue is Mitchell Robinson not being on the floor. That, to me, that is number one. And here's the second thing. Like, I think it's completely fair to go through these rotation decisions on Tom Thibodeau, but ultimately, you still have a big lead. Your five guys on the floor should be able to close it. So if we're
they shouldn't.
Yes, they should.
Yes, they should.
They should not blow a 13-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go.
They don't. We started the show with the starting rotation. Their net rating is negative. It's the only one in the postseason.
As bad as they are, they still shouldn't blow a 14-point lead with 2 minutes
to go. Statistically, they don't. I'm just telling you, statistically, they don't.
Statistically, they've been bad. I completely agree with you. You still cannot blow a 14-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go.
Of course, but they did. And so, is Tom Thibodeau going to learn from this, or is he going to continue to be the same stubborn self? The likelihood of this happening again is tiny, like ridiculously small.
Don't tell the Celtics that. They had it happen to him twice in a row.
Yeah, but these were third quarter collapses, right? The Celtics. That's different. This is almost unlosable. Unlosable situations. Up 17 with whatever it was, 6 minutes to go. Up 14 with 2.5 minutes to go. Up 8 with 30 seconds to go.
What's the lesson?
It's almost unlosable.
But what is the lesson you want Tom Thibodeau to learn?
The lesson is,
because we're agreeing, but not fully. Go ahead.
The lesson is, your starting lineup doesn't have to be your closing lineup.
Agreed. But who's the guy and who should and shouldn't be on the floor? To me, Jalen Brunson not being on the floor is not a real option.
No, I'm not saying Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson should absolutely be on
the
floor.
But that's what our last call was suggesting.
For a closing lineup. But not at 5 minutes. When you're up that big, you can let him rest. You can push it till 2 minutes. Push it to when it's clutch and you actually need him to maybe go score. At that point, you didn't need him to score. And by the way, they were scoring without him.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter.
Well, they scored with him. Like, Brunson made a three that made it back to 14.
Yes.
Brunson was the guy who made the shot to get it to 14 with 2.5 minutes to go.
Right.
It was his three. See, my biggest problem is, you're right about the starting five. It's Mitchell Robinson. He's got to play.
Yeah.
I don't understand how we still have, like, restrictions on him where he's not playing more than 22 minutes. You heard it from the Pacers.
That's stubbornness.
You heard it from Halliburton. He changes everything defensively.
Right. It's stubbornness, if you ask me. That's what it feels like.
And the debate we can have, and it's a good one, is, okay, who do you sit? And you could argue Karl-Anthony Towns, which I did a few weeks ago. You could argue Josh Hart.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue OG with the way he played last night. You could argue a lot of different guys.
Right. To me, it's simple. It's Cat. Put Cat down one for one.
Put Cat down. Boy, when you say it that way, that's very depressing.
On the bench.
You never had to put a cat down. It's very, very sad. I cried like a baby that night.
We actually did.
Oh, you did? You had a cat too?
We did.
So why are you a dog person now? What happened? Just gave up on cats?
Cats are just not as friendly as dogs.
Well,
they're just kind of to themselves.
You know what cats are? And I had a cat. Her name was Freedom. She was so beautiful. Cats are roommates. Dogs are children. That is the perfect comparison
that's
to describe
very true.
Cats and dogs.
You could leave your cat for 2 days and they're fine.
Yeah, they don't even know you're gone.
Exactly.
Anthony was at the game last night. He's from Staten Island. How are you, Anthony?
What's up, guys? Not good, man. Really not good. Today was probably one of the worst days of my recent memory. Until last night, I think December 19th, 2010, was probably the worst I've ever felt driving home from a New York sporting event. That was the Matt Dodge game against the Giants. And let me tell you.
Wow.
I am heartbroken today, and we can point fingers and we can look at all the reasons why we lost. And I'm going to, out of respect for Evan, not to blame the officials. The officials were awful. They missed a bunch of calls, the goaltending.
Right.
You know, we can point at the officials to a boo in the face. But at the end of the day, the last caller, not having Brunson in the game with 4 minutes left is an absurd take. I understand the point where he's coming from.
Yeah, I get it too. Yeah.
The point is, Brunson came in with 4 minutes left or 3 minutes left, right, up 14. And he came into the spot where he had to take over the game, and he didn't have to take over the game. He didn't need to be the only facilitator of the offense. He had 7 of the 14 turnovers. That's one of the biggest numbers to this loss. Another right. huge number to this loss. 68% from the free throw line. Okay, you can't go 68% from the free throw. If I'm Tibbs right now, I'm having them shoot 1,000 free throws each. 1,000. Okay, you can't miss free throws. OG Anunoby, I love him to death when he's shooting the ball well. He's been playing awful. His ball handles are terrible. He went 2 for 8 from the three-point line. You know, like, that game can be played over and over again 100 times, and you win that game 99 out of 100 times. Neesmith is never hitting 8 of 9 ever again in his career, I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, 89%.
It's...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
There were so many factors that went into that loss. And I think you guys, I don't know if you guys said it already, but they went into cruise control. They were up 14. They went into cruise control. They in their mind, they had that game won, and they coasted.
Well, right?
You can't coast in the Eastern Conference Finals.
They did two things. Like, you're right. And Josh Hart admitted this after the game, that the urgency wasn't there on the defensive side with a big lead. But here's the contradiction of that lack of urgency, and they went into cruise control. I also thought they were way too aggressive early in the shot clock with a big lead in the final few minutes of the game.
It's funny because that's exactly what I criticized about the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
It's like the Celtics gave them that window, in the previous series, and they did the same thing. I remember coming in on whatever days after those Celtics games in the second round saying, why are the Celtics shooting with 18 seconds on the clock?
It was too quick.
It's way too quick. And it seems like it's nothing because it's only, I don't know, 10 seconds. But over four or five possessions, it's a minute.
Well, and also, even when you make baskets, you question it. So Naismith hit his fourth three that got it to six with 50 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And then Karl Anthony Towns had that layup. It was only 7 seconds later. So, yes, it turned into points, and that sounds good in theory, but you milked none of the clock.
Yeah, and you're trading twos for threes.
Right, and they're not missing threes. And so, yeah, it's nice that you scored, but you have a chance to use a majority of that clock. You got a 24-second clock with an 8-point lead and 50 seconds to go. Play right. The math game.
100%.
And I don't think that's...
Get it in Jalen Brunson's hands and let him foul at whatever, 5 seconds to go on the clock. Find a way to just milk more and more time.
Billy's in Staten Island. Hey, Billy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Me, Tiki, you're a giant amongst giants.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, clock management was probably one of the most egregious acts last night besides having Mitchell Robinson sit on the bench. Two of the other points I have to say is that missed foul shots, Cat, maybe he should spend a little more time practicing his foul shots than complaining about things. And OG just wasn't in it, and he clanged one. Those two foul shots in that game, it doesn't make a difference if he hits that three-pointer or a two-pointer at the end. We win.
For as much as Knicks fans have said, I missed the 90s, boy, you got the 90s all right.
Mm-hmm.
Because anyone who remembers all those individual games and some of those brutal losses, you know what was a common storyline in Knicks playoff losses? Missing free throws.
Yep.
It was always a thing. And Karl Anthony Towns, who is an incredible free throw shooter, cannot miss a big one in the final 10 seconds of a game. Can't happen. OG Anunoby, with 7.3 seconds to go, can't miss a free throw. Jalen Brunson, a little bit earlier, that was with about 3.5 minutes to go, and we didn't think it was a big deal because it was a 14-point game. He misses a free throw. Nobody in their right mind thinks it's a big deal. Now, in fairness, because I think we easily forget this, the Pacers miss some big free throws,
too.
That's
true.
Pascal Siakam goes to the line in an 8-point game with a minute 20 to go, and he splits them.
Right.
He missed one of two. Same thing with Tyrese Halliburton with 4 minutes to go. He got to the free throw line and split them. So they weren't perfect at the line either. But when you blow a game like this, and there's a laundry list of reasons why, of course, you're going to look back at the freebies, especially in the final 25 seconds with Cat, who's such a good free throw shooter, and OG, and look at those misses and say, my God, if you make one of them, everything is different.
Right. And it's hard to look, if you're a Knick player right now, you're beating yourself up, but you can't, because it's going to turn around really quickly. Tomorrow comes really quickly, and you can't let the hangover of what just happened linger. The good thing is, and we said this in the last series, very rarely do they have two clunkers or dud moments in a row. And so you got to feel good about them going forward, but this is a humongous missed opportunity to get this series off to the right start.
There are two attributes about the New York Knicks in 2025 that I think they have proven to us all season long. One is really big positive, one's a really big negative. The negative is what we saw last night. They lack a killer instinct a lot.
Yeah.
They do. They didn't have it against Detroit. They didn't have it against Boston. They overcame it, and they certainly didn't have it last night in the final 3 minutes of a game. That's a really big negative and could keep them from winning an NBA championship. Here's the real positive.
Oh, they'll get run out of the building against OKC if
no
they're
doubt.
Soft.
No doubt.
Right.
And the positive is what you just said. They always respond.
Mm-hmm.
To their credit, they always respond. Like, we'll get into tomorrow night's game a lot, especially tomorrow, maybe later on today, but I can tell you right off the top, I have confidence in them. Why wouldn't I? They've proven it at every turn. They've responded at every turn. With that said, like you said, Teak, they missed an opportunity.
Huge.
Because you're chasing now.
Yeah.
When you lose game one in your own building, you're chasing. It's what happened to the Celtics. They started chasing.
Well, and the good thing is that they're road warriors. They've only lost one game on the road this entire postseason. So you got to – they're going to have to win on the road in order to make this thing back to even par.
They now have to win a game on the road to win this series, and you're right, they're capable of doing it. Cole is in Ramsey. How are you, Cole?
Good, good. How are you guys? There's 2 minutes, 51 seconds left in this game. You are up 14 points. That's five possessions at the worst.
I don't understand why the pace didn't slow down to an 8-second shot clock offense. Doesn't make sense.
Right. Doesn't make sense. Completely agree.
Because to your math, Cole, all they need is one bucket, and they win.
Yeah, that's it. And the worst part is, right, this is the playoffs in the Eastern Conference Finals. You are 8 games away from a championship. Coaching matters in this part of the game, right? We've talked about Tom Thibodeau throughout the entire season, all the criticism. I can excuse all of that in the playoffs, except when it's crunch time and you need to get the guys in line, you got to get everybody on the same page. Everybody needs to understand that, hey, everything that can happen will happen, right? Murphy's Law.
Right.
It's just everything, the Halliburton shot at the end of the game, that was like the kiss of death in my mind, just watching that game. And then Toppin on the back end, getting that free bucket instead of fouling, that was also just egregious.
And besides that, see, Obi Toppin, and this is the first time we're mentioning his name, he missed a dunk in the first half of this game.
Right.
And I swear to God, when he missed that dunk, that was the moment. What I love about the NBA is the stereotype is, just watch the last 2 minutes. And even though that may have been the case last night, I love watching a full 48. And I guess as the game goes on, this is the play we're going to remember. This is the play that changed the game. When Obi Toppin missed that dunk, I turned to my wife and said, this thing is over. That was my gut feeling. And Obi Toppin, you talk about the dunk where the Knicks didn't foul. How about the putback? The putback by Obi Toppin and the dunk on the Halliburton miss with 51 seconds to go, which gave the Pacers the lead, was a monstrous play.
Right.
There is a list of plays from this game that you may forget because in the NBA there's so many and there's certain things that are going to jump out at you more than others. But Jalen Brunson goes to the line, makes 2 free throws. There's a minute to go. You're up by 1 in overtime. Knicks have a chance to win anyway, despite the collapse. And when Tyrese Halliburton misses that 3, can someone box out Obi Toppin?
Right.
Can you not allow Obi Toppin to just easily slam it home? I thought that was an incredibly huge play in this game. Let's go to Anthony in Amityville. Hey, Anthony. Anthony going once. Anthony is gone. We'll go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Listen, there's a lot to break down here. I know you guys are the star of the show, but please allow me to be a star in my role.
You are the guest star right now. You're like Luke Perry in season 9 and 10 of 90210. Guest starring Ray in Brooklyn.
Evan, I never thought I would say this, but you the man right now. So check this out. So listen, I'm not trying to blame the refs because we had to put ourselves in our position to allow the refs to blow every single call.
Right.
Because when OG chokes, and I'm going to get to OG because he's been the weakest link here. You know, we gave up a bag. We gave up IQ and Barrett. We gave up draft picks. He threatened to go to Philly. We didn't give him every penny. And he's been by far the most pathetic New York Knicks in these playoffs. But I'm losing my
it's all right. Take a deep breath.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can understand, right?
Yes.
So, and I'm tired of the Jalen Brunson and Tom Thibodeau thing also, right? It's like Jalen Brunson, right? He came into the game averaging 2.3 turnovers with the highest usage rate in the playoffs. So that's extremely low. That's the lowest per usage rate. Now we're killing him. He's fouled on half of these turnovers. He gets hit in the throat to start overtime. That's a big possession. We can gain momentum to begin. He has to pass it off relatively late in the shot clock to Josh Hart, who winds up forcing up a 3. How does this guy get hit in the throat and there's no call? How is there a goal tip? There's no call. How does Ananobi bobble that ball, which is him, if he catches it and puts it in, the game is over. But then he gets fouled and he has to shoot. They take 3 hours to determine that they're going to overturn something that you can't overturn because there wasn't conclusive evidence to overturn it. So everything had to go wrong with the officials, too. I blame our team also. But, like, I can't blame Thibodeau or Brunson. These guys have proven everybody wrong. And as far as the killer instinct, gentlemen, like, this team has proven us wrong all postseason. Every other team, we're winning games, series of 6 games. Like, what's this whole killer instinct thing? Nobody is sweeping anybody.
Right.
Nobody is winning in
surprise.
It's not like, about, but Ray, it's not about losing games. It's about the way you lose games.
Yes.
To me, it's like, of course, no one's expecting the Knicks to just sweep their way through the postseason.
No, you lose a hard-fought game. It's back and forth, and they make the shot. You do whatever. It's one thing. But to blow it the way that they blow it, this is historic. It's never happened before, right? 995 attempts, up 14 with 2.5 minutes to go, 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. No team has ever lost until last night.
Yes, an 8-point lead with 45 seconds to go. 1,500 games, nobody had ever come back.
Yes.
So, yes, this is it felt very similar to the Cleveland thing from the previous round with Indiana. But, yes, it was a historical loss. And when you have a historical loss, there's a laundry list of reasons why. He brought up the officials. He brought up a few very interesting decisions that were made that, if they go the Knicks' way, changes the outcome of the game. When we come back, we'll go through the plays. We'll determine if the officials screwed the Knicks or if you're whining for no good reason. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, an incident on the bench late in the fourth quarter between two key Knicks stars in which they were not happy with each other. We'll explain what it was, the play involved, and if it should cause some concern moving forward. We got a lot to do.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.